Hello, welcome again to Anashe Mental Health, Mind Your Mind. We mind our mind because our mental health really, really matters. This is Gifty Marky and I just come your way again with the Anashe Mental Health podcast. Tonight we're talking about a few steps that you can take to help improve your mental health. And we have found that research has proven that most of these things, when you do it and you stay connected to them, it will really help you. Isolation is one of the areas that people really struggle with, where people are lonely and are not connected to others. So finding connection with other people is one of the key areas. It could be with a community of friends, it could be colleagues, it could be family members. If you haven't got family, that is not an excuse not to be connected. You can still be connected to work colleagues, friends, so that you have a sense of belonging somewhere. You can make plans to meet up, to have meals together, making sure that you're booking time together. If there are things that you enjoy doing, making sure that you're doing it together, like exercising together, watching movies together, belong somewhere. That will really help you because in this day and age, everybody seems to be doing their own thing and people can feel very lonely. And loneliness doesn't really help our mental health. So if you want to improve your well-being, I will encourage you. There are so many things you can do to stay connected with other people, volunteer organization, charities, in your workplace, form network groups. Some businesses have mentoring networks that they meet up every month. Some people meet every week. You can join a mastermind group that talks about what you do and just gives you a bit of fellowship with one another. You can attend church and just be part of a community, a faith community that helps and enable you grow. So you can get support from one another. If you've got family, it's also very good to be able to stay connected as family. And making sure that you are not engaging in devices all the time. These days, you find that families are all sat in the lounge or maybe eating and everyone is on their phone. That doesn't really help our mental health. So making that conscious effort to just have a device-free time where you sit down together, you have a meal together as a family, as friends, you book a nice meal out, it just makes you feel good. It improves your self-esteem by talking to somebody. It just helps manage your mental health much better so that you feel like you belong somewhere. So this week, I want to encourage you that find your connection, find somewhere where you belong, where you feel secure, where you feel safe to talk, where you feel safe to talk about your vulnerability and be able to share some of the things that is bothering you. The other step I would encourage you to do is to exercise. I find exercising really helps my mental health. Sometimes it feels like a drag to start, but once you get into the mood, it really releases a lot of good feelings and it helps your mood. So if you don't exercise at all, I will encourage you to start doing something. You can start with just going out in the fresh air, just walk around, just start very slowly. If you've got a Fitbit, it's really ideal. You can just walk around counting your step. You can start with maybe 3,000 steps a day if you're not very active, where you get to a point where you can do 10,000 steps a day, which is quite a very good activity level to achieve. You can join the gym if you don't really have anywhere to go and you think that you don't feel very motivated. I find joining the gym very important, not because I am very motivated. I'm not very motivated on my own, but having joined the gym, I go for aerobic classes where somebody tells me to jump and I jump. And when somebody tells me to squat, and I'll do squats and I'll do press ups and I'll do things that on my own will never do. I will never do it. When I'm on the treadmill and I just get tired, I stop. But when I'm in a gym class or if I'm in an aerobic class and it takes 45 minutes, I make sure I finish that. So it's very important to make sure that we are exercising, we are staying connected to friends and family. And as you do that, you're minding your mind, you're looking after your mental health. The third thing I'll suggest is about learning the new skills. And new skills help us improve our self-esteem. I don't know if there's any improvement areas in your life. You might want to learn how to dance. That is very, very helpful. You might want to learn how to drive. That might help you improve your level of competency in that area if you don't drive. It could also be maybe learning a new skill like cooking, dancing, whatever you find that you think is good. I would encourage you to learn a new skill on top of staying connected with people around you, on top of physical activity that will help you improve your self-esteem. You know, you can try learning to cook something new, try taking a new responsibility in work, volunteering for new roles. You know, you might be in an organization where you do certain roles, but you can change and ask for more responsibility and learn a new skill. It could be your improving your computer skills. For instance, not everybody is good at spreadsheet, but you can decide to do a bit more of that area just to improve that area and improve your confidence. And that really helps you. And the way you do that you can sign up for a course. It could be a very short course in a local college where you can learn how to knit, learn how to sew, learn how to do something that is so different, that is not within your normal capabilities. And I find that it's really important to do that, and it will help you improve your mental health and allow you to improve your well-being in the long run. New hobbies that can challenge you, such as writing a blog, also new sports. There might be something that you've never tried before. Swimming is a very good one that you can get some lessons to do that. So that's a new skill that you can learn. So I will encourage you this week that you would learn to do something new. Connect with family, connect with friends. Make sure that you start exercising, because as you exercise, you improve your mental health. And I want to encourage you that these three things are very important, and I would encourage you to try it and then share any experience of trying it. If you find it very helpful, I would like to know what your experience is and how it's changed you in a positive way. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you found this helpful. Have a great evening or great day wherever you are listening from. Mind your mind. This is the Unashamed Mental Health Podcast, and this is Gifty Marke bringing it your way. Thank you for listening.